You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Lao delegation, we would like to update on implementation of the protocol fine. As we know that the ERU is still an obstacle for socio-economic development, the accidents still continue to happen while people are conducting agriculture, cooking, fine food, praying. So the support victim remain a top priority for the government of Lao PDR as demonstrated in the national laws and regulation, such as law on person with disabilities, strategies for person with disabilities, social protection and victim assistance framework, which outlined in Lao PDR's national SDG, SDG number 18. The government has also strengthened policy to provide physical treatment, rehabilitation and related costs, as well as compensation for their families and vocational training, socio-economic support in three of the most impacted provinces. Let me share information on accidents. From January to November 2023, with 15 accidents happened and 29 casualties. There are 245 survivors received assistance, including medical treatment, physical rehabilitation, psychological and vocational training, economic support by giving their animals and motorbike fixing prune. In addition, we work closely with sector concerned to integrate to sector plan, such as health sector, education, sport, in order to sustain activities. The victim assistance work continue to face challenges, most notably the limitations of funding, follow-up and registration, reintegration still limited in the area because the current program will be end. Let me turn to the clearance. In total 2023, Lao PDR has continued to conduct survey, conducted non-technical survey in 77 villages, technical survey 178 villages, established 12,000 hectares of GHA, 3,000 hectares of land clear, which is the majority of worst subcultures, and over 270 hectares clear for development infrastructure. Survey and clearance has been undertaken various operators in the country with industry and commercial operators. Due to limited resources, visibilities, external ODA funding to be able to tackle this big problem, we will spend more time to clear ERW, which will be effect to the need of using land in some areas. Lao PDR continue to everything in its power to undertake clearance. However, massive extent contamination in the countries is the most significant factor in limiting process at the national levels. Further funding is also required to increase human resources for team expansion, and the government is keen to explore innovation and new technology to hasten clearance outcome.